You're listening to a Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. Give me 5 minutes or less, and I'll give you the tools that you can put to work right away in your home kitchen toolkit. Hey, everybody. Roger here with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. And today's Quick Fix is actually first in a series of Quick Fix episodes that I am going to be doing this week. Today is June 27th when this podcast is released, and that means Independence Day, July 4th in the United States, is just a week away. And of course, July 4th is one of the big grilling, outdoor barbecuing holidays we have. Now, I know a lot of you have been grilling and barbecuing outside for a while now. Some of you do it all year round, but I thought it would be fun this week for the next 5 days. I'm going to be releasing quick fix episodes, one per day, that deal with a specific aspect of grilling or an easy side recipe. I'm not going to cover the big stuff like how to grill a steak or make a burger or grill chicken or fish or those sorts of things, but I am going to provide in these quick fixes a rub recipe, a barbecue sauce recipe, and then a handful of recipes for nice easy side dishes like side vegetables and things like that. So today is Monday, and today's episode, I'm going to dive right in and talk about barbecue rubs. Or to put it another way, how to make a spice mixture that you can use on your upcoming barbecue. Now, believe it or not, I talked about this way back in episode number 2 back in late 2014 of the podcast. But I'm going to cover it again here because it's so good and so perfect that if you like to grill, you really should have a rub on hand. And this rub is so versatile. It's something I keep in a jar all the time. If I run out, I whip up another batch and I keep it on hand because it's so easy to use. Now, a lot of times you'll see, like on the Food Network barbecue shows, when folks put a rub on their food, they're really rubbing it in and coating it completely. And you can do that with a rub, but you can also just use it as a light seasoning as well. This particular rub works great on beef. It's excellent on pork. It's really good on chicken. I don't recommend it on fish. It just doesn't quite work. And it can be used on veggies as well. I've used this on corn and zucchini and tomatoes and all sorts of other vegetables that I've grilled, and it works pretty well. So here's how you make your basic barbecue rub. I'm going to go through the ingredients. And by the way, if you need to find the list, you can find it at the show notes for today, which is kitchencounterpodcast.com/67 for today's show notes. All right, for the Simply Perfect Barbecue Rub from the Kitchen Counter Podcast, you're going to start with the following ingredients: 1/4 cup kosher or sea salt, 1/4 cup paprika, 1/4 cup brown sugar, preferably dark brown if you can get it, 2 tablespoons of freshly ground black pepper, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, and 1 teaspoon of some sort of a hot pepper like cayenne or ground chipotle. Now the easy part, place all those ingredients in a bowl, mix them together with a spoon or a whisk until they're fully incorporated, and then store them in a jar with a tight-fitting lid until you're ready to use. Now this will make about a cup of rub, and this will last quite a while. A batch of this in this size will usually last me a few weeks if I'm grilling, you know, a couple of times a week. One thing I will say, when you're grilling with this rub, be careful over direct heat and flame because of the amount of sugar in the rub can cause your food to burn, because sugar will burn over direct flame. So just be aware that if you're really hitting your food with direct flame, you don't want to go too crazy with this rub. One other thing I will mention is this is a great base to experiment with. You can put all sorts of extra spices in this rub to make it your own. Some of my favorites that I like to do, throw in a hefty pinch of ground cloves or allspice. Even cardamom, I think, is good. And if you have it on hand, or if you can get a hold of smoked paprika, I usually like to substitute in about a tablespoon of smoked paprika for the regular paprika that the recipe calls for. So that's your basic barbecue rub. Mix up a batch, have it next to your prep area when you're getting ready to grill this weekend, and your food is going to rise to the next level. Well, I hope you enjoyed that quick fix episode. As I mentioned, all week this week, every day, Monday through Friday, I'm going to be releasing a new quick fix episode about grilling. Tomorrow's episode is going to focus on a barbecue sauce that you can make up for your grilled goodies on the 4th of July weekend. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss any of those upcoming episodes. And I'll see you tomorrow. This is Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Happy cooking.